Get your exterior painting to-dos done easily with Dutch Boy Pristine Exterior Paint. With its rain-rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on Pristine Exterior Paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
Children of the solstice, gather round the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
There is just enough Christ in me to make me feel almost guilty. Is that why God made us breed? To make us see we're humans being? Van Halen prompted the witches to take a broad view on the evolution of humans being in their lifetimes. And now, Daryl, Lisa, and Shelley.
Alrighty, guys, welcome to Good Witch, Bad Witch. It's Wednesday. It's our fun day of the week. We love it. We love it. Today, I'm sitting here with, those two witches I'm always hanging out with, so I got my good witch, Shelley Majors, to the right of me.
Hadley ho.
And my beautiful wife, Lisa, bad witch manager.
Manger.
You're a manger. My bad witch wife, Lisa Brown. And I just happen to be your bumbling idiot, the man witch, today. Thank you very much.
One of these days we'll give Lisa a good intro. We're working on it.
Just doesn't even give me time to say hi. He's talking.
And your bad witch, Lisa Brown.
Sup. Nice. I like that. So, all righty, guys. How you doing?
Happy. How about you?
Are you happy? Good. I'm happy. This one's our show today's humans being. It's going to be a little bit different. We do kind of funny stuff. This one's more on the serious side of Sears.
Come to the serious side of Sears.
Serious side of Sears. But I thought of this one. I just think it's kind of funny right now how everybody is so enamored and everything by two people's lives and what they're doing, and one being Taylor Swift.
Sure.
Great little gal, great singer, great musician, this and everything. And then this guy Kelce, my boy from the Kansas City Chiefs.
Why is he your boy?
I just love him.
Oh, okay.
He's a great athlete. He's got a great sense of humor, everything. But since he's hooked up with Taylor Swift and she goes to his games, she supports her man, this and that, it has turned the world upside down. I swear to God, people are freaking out on this. There are people that are, like, don't give two shits about it. And then there's people that just are like, it's everything they need to talk about. And in a talk show, it's at least mentioned once, in every night show, talk show, thing like that. So I just wanted to ask you guys what your thoughts on it is. I mean, does it bug you that people get this much attention? Or do you think that we should just let them be humans and let them be what they want to be?
I'm in the don't give two shits category, but I think that just happens as you get older and stuff. You just don't get goo goo gaga over things because you're busy and tired. That's not that they're not important, but I can't imagine what that must feel like to be under a microscope on a worldwide stage like that. But I'm also very curious to hear what you guys think, because it is kind of Kardashian level paparazzi voyeurism. Yeah. Yes, that's the exact right word. What do you guys think about it?
I don't really care that much. I do go back and forth on whether it's actually a real thing.
Ooh.
I mean, you have to wonder.
You think it's staged for publicity?
I don't. But it could be.
What makes you suspicious?
It just doesn't seem, I mean, other than like,
it just doesn't look genuine in pictures or videos there's
like
warmth.
There's like holding hands. I mean, I'm not saying they have to make love to each other like on camera.
God, wouldn't that be great?
Well, I don't know.
Awesome.
Maybe it would just be over, the whole thing.
The
everybody's
NFL's
like,
ratings would go through the roof, and now Kelce's on the field making love to Swift. He moves at the 5, he's at the 10.
Lisa said, I'm good.
Yeah.
He's at the 5. He's at the 10.
So I don't know. It doesn't, I don't think that it doesn't seem genuine. It just does kind of make you wonder, like, what is actually done for publicity and what's real these days.
Right. And are they like Princess Diana and Prince Charles, right?
Well, and I mean, I just kind of think that, like, if it is a publicity stunt, why? I mean, like, she is like pretty much the most popular person on the earth right now. Yes.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, in the top 10.
Sure.
So why would they pick him?
There's nothing wrong with him. But then why would Julia Roberts pick Lyle Lovett or whatever?
Oh.
Also amazing and talented. And
true, I forgot about that
yeah,
one.
But back then we didn't think it was staged.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You were like, oh, that has to be real. She must really love him because he's kind of oogla.
Right. But he's also kind of, I don't know, I'm into that. But
are you?
Yeah, a little bit. I like people that look unique. I digress.
I'm not saying that Travis Kelce isn't attractive. He's very attractive. I think more for our generation than for hers and stuff.
Is there a big age gap? Educate me on this.
I don't know that there's that much of a difference.
He seems like he's older than her, don't you think?
Let me see.
Beards do that. Beards Maybe. Age a person, like, in a good way.
It could be.
In a maturity way.
But, I mean, he's a very handsome man. I'm just saying that if her publicists are saying, we need to do something to up your publicity, why him? So I think it has to probably be real.
It's got to be real, because who needs more publicity than, I mean... She's Maybe fine. She's doing just fine. I think she could go out with whoever she wanted, and everybody would still know that.
They are both the exact same age. They're both 34.
Who knew?
I didn't.
I thought she was younger.
It's not staged. It's perfect. I love the romance. Let it be.
Okay, bye.
Well, tell us about it. No, and why do you think that this is true love?
It's funny because, like, I was talking to you guys earlier, I'd seen some old videos of him, and he was like, you know, if there was anybody he'd want to kiss, it would be Taylor Swift. And then one of her things is she trades bracelets, like friendship bracelets.
Yeah, that's a thing.
And there was a video of him making a bracelet. And this was not even before he'd met her. He was making bracelets, and they're like, what are you going to do with that? He goes, when I meet Taylor Swift, I'm giving it to her. I'm going to trade it with her.
That's the sweetest
thing
ever.
So you never know. Maybe it's something, maybe she's finally met somebody that's an actual true gentleman who likes her instead of, you know, like some of the other guys she's dated. You know, maybe they're so far different in aspects. You know, he's a professional.
She's
athlete.
Ready she's, for a nice one.
Yeah, maybe. You
he
know,
sounds
and
great.
She's well, met both. She's met both of his parents, and it was kind of funny because him and his brother do a podcast as well.
Oh,
and they were talking about it. His brother goes, wasn't it funny seeing Taylor up in the booth talking to Dad? And he goes, yeah, I'm on the field going, what the hell are they talking about?
How does he perform on the field? Has it been distracting?
I think his game is not on par.
Yeah, because this year especially, I mean, well, of course, but yeah, I mean, last year he didn't miss a pass, anything. I think now he's trying too hard, and it's kind of showing, because I think Mahomes has kind of gone away from throwing to him.
Yeah.
He's gone to other receivers like, dude, you're not doing your job.
Yeah.
You know, and my wife's up there hanging out with your girlfriend, and I don't screw up.
Right. He's still Twitter-pated.
Yeah.
I think so. I think he really is.
That's cute.
In my mind, I think it's real.
I think, well, the best thing to do is just have them both on this podcast and ask them themselves.
You know, I would love to have Swifty over.
I mean, she's called me and begged a couple times to be on, and I'm like, I just don't have time right now.
Exactly.
And she's like,
so you in for August.
Right. So
yeah, after football season.
Yeah, be looking out for that after the Superboy?
Superboy.
What the hell? After the Super Bowl, we'll be having Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce on together.
Perfect. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. I already have. Yeah.
Yeah. We only have four seats, who's not going to be on the show that day?
Well, Taylor Darryl. Will be sitting. I mean, Travis will be sitting, I'll sit on Travis's lap.
Okay.
You know, it sounds like the only people motivated for them to not be together would be his coach.
Right.
But it's funny, there's like a conspiracy that the NFL is loving it because it's brought more attention to the games.
Sure.
Well, and they just did a game, it's the first time that a playoff game was on a pay-per-view channel.
A streaming channel.
So Peacock last week had it on there. Blew everybody's mind, this and that. And like, all the Swifties will get it because they just want to see her.
Sure, because it's playoff season.
Yeah, it's playoff. But, yeah.
Well, I'm not wanting much into conspiracy theories, but
however.
I think the NFL, no, not the NFL, the Bronco organization has paid Taylor Swift to date Travis Kelce in order for him not to be as good so that Kansas City doesn't go to the Super Bowl this year.
Oh, super realistic. I mean, very feasible.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm not into that. But if, but if I was, that's what it would be.
Yeah, I didn't kill her. But if I did kill her, that's how I would have killed her.
Right. If Taylor Swift comes out missing, you're in trouble.
But I didn't kill her. But if
you would have all the tips on how to not. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Cool. Okay, that was very interesting.
Show his little notebook.
I learned things.
Great.
Oh, good, yeah.
They're all bullshit, but you learned them.
Perhaps. Hey. Okay. But could you imagine being that famous? I'm sure they think it's just silly.
Yeah,
it's
got to be hard.
Yeah. Did you guys watch the, what's it called? Documentary with Posh Spice and David Beckham?
Half of it with you.
We watched half of it with you.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah.
Right before trip, we do that, right before I leave town.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Let's finish it. It was great.
Great. Perfect.
Yeah, but I'm just going with famous people that are sporty, that how it changes their lives is really interesting.
Yeah,
right. Right.
Okay, well, that's that.
Thank you.
We'll be back for the meet, and we'll talk about more humans being.
Okay, sounds good.
We're back with the meat of our program, which is the main part, basically. We should, like, make acronyms for meat. Like, ooh. Most evaluated aggressive topic.
Ooh, that's pretty good. Wow. I think you just did it right off the top of your bad witch nugget.
Woo! It might not be. It may be. Let's make it sticking. Oh, what was it?
Most evaluated aggressive topic.
Dude, well of wisdom.
You are the goat at the meat.
I am. Wow.
Who's the acronym of the acronyms?
Yeah. So we're talking about human beings and what we're doing in society right now, kind of how we differ from I would say we're mid-generation. Like right now, there's our parents. I guess there would be probably around four generations right now. We have our parents. We'd be the second, then our kids, and then our grandkids. I'm going to sneeze.
She's going for it. And while she thinks about it, we're going to sing a little ditty. Human beings are human beings. Human beings
are human beings. I started laughing, so it melted.
Oh, nice. Okay,
your sneeze melted. Oh, this is going to be juicy.
Oh, my gosh. That was so funny. Okay. So, my sneeze melted. So, I was doing really, really, really good.
She was.
Until that point.
Mm-hmm.
I do actually have, if you guys are not Patreon members and you're not watching this, I have my rubber band here on my, so if I say, I'm going to torture myself.
You'll be fine.
Probably not.
You're doing great, kid.
So, what I was wondering as far as thoughts that we have is how is our society as a whole right now differ from our parents? Like, I guess what I'm trying to say is, do you think that we all know that there's been this big movement of being tolerant and making sure that different people's lives matter and that we more encompass different races and creeds and sexuality and all of that stuff.
Right.
Do you, and so we know that that's different from our parents' generation.
Sure. Yeah, by a lot.
Yeah.
Do you believe, though, that like, because of where we're at today, that our parents are evolving with us? Do you think that a lot of them have stayed old-fashioned thoughts and stuff, ideals and stuff like that? Or do you think that it's just, I mean, do you really, really believe that we are more what we call progressive than what our parents used to be?
I think that we are, and the generation behind us, the pendulum swung too far. And I'll explain that, in that, not that we're the perfect medium or whatever. You never really find that with a whole group of people, I don't think. But yes, of course we need to be more tolerant of others and everything, if they're not an asshole.
Right.
And, you know, I think we got shoved into this thing where no matter what anybody does, we can't actually say how we feel if they're doing something unethical or jerky or whatever, if they are different or diverse or whatever. And what is different, except for, I guess what they're saying, is anything different than a white male? Right.
White privilege.
Right.
Altogether.
Mm-hmm. Right. And saying, so I do, of course, it's, you know, people should be judged by the content of their character and not the color of their skin.
Mm-hmm.
But also, they shouldn't be judged by who they sleep with or who they vote for or any of that stuff. It's how you live and how you treat one another. And I think that it's gone so far that it's like, no, you have to like and accept whatever bullshit I'm doing, whether that means, you know, being lazy or hurtful or this or that, because of some shallow reason that I don't necessarily agree with. I just, you know, it's a universal don't be an asshole thing.
Right.
And I feel like we, meaning society, American society in particular, being bullied into, you have to agree with me or you're going to get canceled. And I think that we should preserve some of our history, both positive and negative, to show that it exists. And there's a bunch of revisionist history right now that's saying, like, yeah, we did shitty things. You know, we put Japanese in internment camps. We need to know that so people know that what we did was wrong and we don't...
Yeah, let's not make that mistake again.
We can be better.
Yeah.
Move on. Yeah.
And on the other hand, it's just like they want to edit and or cancel the Muppets because they thought that they were racist or whatever. It's like, it was real, it happened, and that was the humor for the time, and that's a time capsule of the time.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, either don't watch it, or learn from that and make entertainment that you think is better for our children or whatever. But don't take away my Muppets.
Right.
And everybody needs to settle their asses down. I'm sorry that I'm making my whole thing the longest.
No, you're
but
fine.
Because we are not in a war yet, and because I don't think that the generations below us, like every generation above us thought about us, had to work as hard or be in a war or struggle as young of an age for less, work twice as hard for half as much, that they don't, they have the luxury to think about shit like this.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like, just because you change the language doesn't change the condition.
Right.
You know, and I understand that we shouldn't have master bedrooms, that sort of thing. It's called a primary bedroom now. I'm flexible. They're correct. That's a change that I think is fine.
Do you?
I think that one's ridiculous.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that one's okay. But again, too much free time. And I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. And that's a change that I'm willing to go with. But there's some of them, it just keeps going on and on and on and on. And it's just like, well, in our last episode, I can't say stripper. Yeah, you can say stripper.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Right.
If you're talking about paint.
But I mean, if someone is an adult and they chose an occupation and, you know, if that hurts their feelings and I'm talking to
them.
Would
you be called an unclothing entertainer then? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Well, that's like you're not supposed to say hooker anymore.
It's
like a sex worker.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, it's like, have we talked to sex workers about that?
Do they
take
care?
A poll? Because, like, I'm a manicurist, but sometimes they call me a nail person or a nail tech. Nobody asked me what I'd like to be called.
Well, and that's valid, and we should ask Karen, you know, the flight attendant versus
stewardess,
server versus waitress, all of those things. I think server just makes more sense because it could be a waiter or a waitress.
Right.
Or flight attendant.
Universal.
It could be a male or a female.
Right.
So that's just, it appeals to my lazy sense. But if somebody called me a waitress when I was waiting tables, that would not hurt my feelings in any way. I'm waiting on you.
Yeah. As long as they're not snapping at you.
Oh, I hate that shit. Don't do it.
Ma'am.
Don't do it.
Ma'am. No, okay, so I digress.
Good point.
But the thing is, I think we were kind of talking about this the other night when you and Brian were over, and this might get a little controversial and stuff, but my whole thing is, and I mean, I think that if people listen to this podcast, they probably know how liberal I am.
Yeah.
And stuff that I have the tendency to swing more to the left than to the right. My problem with this generation or whatever we're in now, whatever we call it,
this form of life, yeah,
is that there it has become. Well, first of all, people have too much time to think about this shit, but we're giving, and I don't know who we are, and we as a whole, everyone, there's 2 months leniency on, like, I think that it's wonderful that we've told your kids you can be whatever you want to be.
Absolutely.
And stuff like that. They're, you know, we learned that on our episode with the kids,
yeah,
that they're very, you know, I'm the most beautiful and I'm going to be the president and they all can be, and that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But to stand behind people nowadays that are like, well, I identify as a book, or I identify right, as a box of Kleenex.
I want to read you.
I identify.
I'll take you back to the library, is what his parents said.
And like, why don't you identify as a contributor to society?
Right. How about that? And that's, it's like, it's almost like
read your knowledge.
It's like somebody like is looking over us, telling us all as adults now that you have to be tolerant of these people that are wackadoodly doo doos.
Well,
Lisa, I want to kiss you right on the mouth right now. I don't care who you vote for, yeah, or whatever, yeah, what side you're on, if it has to be a side, can we all just have some common sense and be honest,
yes,
with each other?
Just be nice
and don't
people
have 30,000 pronouns of who you are.
Right?
Be you.
And I,
yeah,
guess
just
like,
be you.
And that's the other thing. Where,
that's my
again,
biggest thing.
This might get a little bit controversial.
It will, but.
And I'd like somebody to call me out, because it's not even call me out on it. I'd like somebody
Let's
to explain it.
It
to me.
Yes.
Because I don't get the pronouns of somebody being more than one of what they are.
Right.
Yeah.
How can you call somebody a they, them? You are not two different people.
Right.
Please explain that.
You're a singular, mm-hmm, whatever you want to,
yes,
be. Yes.
I don't care if you want to be gay, lesbian, transgendered. And
nobody
stuff,
cares.
But just
be who
be
you
one,
are. Yeah,
just be
one.
Singular.
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
Unless
there's nobody identifying as a book. Books.
Right. They are books.
I'm books and pages.
It just, every time I think I try to not dead name people, and I try,
no,
you know, I'm really into that, and I'm really into being calling people what they want to be called.
Of course.
Right.
Respecting it,
even
not
if it is a they, them, or
right,
whatever.
Theirs,
but
are,
whenever I'm like picturing the person I'm talking to as what would that be? A non-singular pronoun?
A plural.
A plural. Thank you. I imagine those people that are halfway, like a man on one side and a woman on the other, and they change their,
or like a theater, like, mask. Yeah.
Yeah. They turn one way.
Like,
yeah.
They're like, my love, my endless love.
Oh my God.
Like,
that was such a visual thing.
No.
You have to be on the Patreon to see it.
That was great.
And she was recreating the scene from Happy Gilmore on the ice. It was fucking beautiful.
Well, like, it's half
yeah,
a woman,
once again,
half a man.
We're not, yes, making fun of anybody.
No.
But seriously, you got to see it from our side. We just, seriously, I guess maybe we need to be educated.
I want
to
be educated.
I like,
don't,
you know who I like? I
describe
like me,
it to me, yes.
And I like you.
Yeah.
And I like you.
Yes.
Therefore, we're us.
Someone I love, and I think I've mentioned this on the show before, someone in my circle transitioned and was taking hormone therapy and all of that. And the funniest thing that they said was that they were in a throuple with two other people. And I was like, okay, and I'm understanding, and I'm nodding, and I'm getting it, and accepting, mm-hmm, and it's not even mine to accept. You know, you live your life, you're an adult, and I just, you know, want to be around you and love you. Well, anyway, he said, yeah, of course we have to be in a throuple, because monogamy in this economy, and I thought that was hilarious. Sometimes you make financial choices, and, you know, it's like having roommates that get you, but there's a whole new vocabulary out there, and yes, I'm sure there's some things that we need to learn.
I'm going to have to get that book dictionary guy to teach me everything.
But if we're talking about acceptance, everyone who is pursuing the alternative lifestyle or whatever that isn't alternative anymore, it's like tattoos used to be, right?
Right.
You know,
we're
it's risky. Like now everybody has one, and now everybody has the piercings, and everybody has the things. So I might be alternative by being a straight person, but. I'm just saying, if you're asking us to understand the language and we're willing to learn, will you please be accepting of us?
Yeah.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
And know that we care and that we are trying and all that other stuff. But the canceling and the over-offensiveness when it's just like, this is a lot to absorb all at once when there's other things that I think are more pressing going on.
Oh, yeah,
I really
way
don't
more.
Care about your sex life.
Right.
Or I want you to be happy in your skin, whatever that form may take, whatever makes you happy, whatever floats your boat. If it doesn't hurt anybody, I don't care. But please know that you have my support. But also, understand that we have catching up to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
I would say that in wrapping that part up, the main thing is, one, just be a good person. Don't be an asshole.
Yep.
No matter what.
No matter what.
Yes.
Yeah.
Any, no matter what.
What race, whatever.
Race, color, creed, anything that you are.
Sexual preference, whatever.
Yeah.
Politics.
Just be a good person.
Politics, yeah.
Second of all, we all have learning to do. And I think, if you are a good person and stuff, you're open to suggestion.
Absolutely.
What else did we learn?
Going back to the sex worker thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's such a different time with the interwebs. Sorry, snap my finger with the thing because I double-ud. But, yeah, seriously, now you can, zippity-doo-dot. You don't have to be a Craigslist person and all that other stuff. So that's part of a human's being evolution. You know, it's the oldest population or oldest profession.
Profession, yeah.
Yeah, hopefully population. Not the oldest population.
Wow.
It's just like, you've done your work. Lay down, Granny.
Oh, it's fine. It's okay.
There's a whole island for them.
Let me take out my teeth. It'll be so much better.
It's called Orlando, where they live.
Yes, Orlando is where all the sex happens.
Yeah.
So anyway, sorry about that. But that's an evolution that I think is more positive. There's less dead people, and I think that people can make
Did you say there's less dead people?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my God, because sex workers used to get killed all the time by strangers.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about, old I don't even know where I was going with that.
No, I love old people. I am one.
Right.
It's so funny.
I'm their leader.
This is one of those shows that, seriously, I wish my mother was still alive to be a guest. Because talk about somebody. She was I think she was ahead of times.
Agreed.
On her feelings towards all this type of stuff.
Yeah.
My mother, it didn't matter what color you were, she embraced you.
Yes.
Didn't matter. She loved, the gay, fine. I love that, the fact that they can be together.
Yes. She liked Barbara Streisand, for God's sake.
Oh my gosh, she
easy,
was.
Easy. But seriously, this would have been one of those ones we'd have been sitting back going, okay, you are what a person of the 60s and 70s era type thing, But she would have sat here and said, pretty much, my mom was a lay-it-on-the-line type of person, and she's like, why don't you just fucking live your life and not worry about what everybody else is doing?
Right,
is what she would have said.
Yes, and that's, I think we can all agree with that.
But
it's a two-way street, too.
Yeah.
We all need to be accepting of one another, not just...
Yeah, exactly.
So,
yes.
On that
note,
note thank you. Snap. What do you think about how faith is going with the generations below us? Do you think that our kids and our grandchildren and people that are anywhere, younger than 40 or whatever, embrace faith in the same way, differently?
Are they going to carry on
the traditions
of traditional religion?
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's a great question. Do you have an answer, Daryl? Because I do, but
I've been hogging. It's kind of a weird thing because I come from a family that religion was not anything that was even really, really that big.
Mm-hmm.
It was never pushed on me. I went out and seeked my own way of learning about religion and what my beliefs are. So I never pushed that on my kids, even though four of my kids were baptized as Roman Catholics. I don't think that they follow anything like that. Mm-hmm. I don't think that they even go to go to church or anything. So it's kind of a weird thing in that sense. But I still I do see, like, with your brother's family,
mm-hmm.
strongly see that the religion and the faith is strongly in his family.
Yes.
Which I thought was beautiful to see, you know. And so I guess it's all in the way that people are raising their kids, it kind of, you take the reins on what you want to believe in, this and that type thing. But
I definitely believe that you're not going to go any farther in faith if you weren't taught that growing up.
Sure.
And, I mean, you might. There's a lot of people who became, you know, born again Christians when they became older and this and that. But right. I think that the majority of people learn their faith through what their parents and grandparents mm-hmm. and going down the lines do. I think that probably our kids don't go to church because we didn't go to church.
Right. That makes sense.
Only if Lisa had to sing at a wedding the next day.
I would. that's a long story.
No.
I would use my kids and as bets against God to help me sing better. That's a story in and of themselves. But I feel like I would say that our kids probably, and this would be also with his ex-wife, you know, and stuff, we kind of, I would say, have the same spiritual belief. I mean, his ex-wife, Cindy, was Catholic. I was mm-hmm. Catholic. Our guests were recovering Catholics. And I would say, and I'm speaking for her, but I think that we all more believe in a higher power, but not necessarily Christianity.
Or organized religion.
Organized religion. Yeah. And stuff. I believe that if you're a good person, mm-hmm. good things will happen to mm-hmm. you in this life
exactly.
and the afterlife. And I think right. that's gone down the generations with all of us.
I think that's definitely more prevalent now than
yes.
organized religion.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that for some people, Catholics in particular, just because that's the realm I know,
mm-hmm.
I think they're very comforted by those rituals and stuff. And I think that people outside of that circle think it's kind of weird or culty or whatever. And I get all of that. And so long as it doesn't hurt anybody, whatever you're doing, I'm cool with it. And that's what makes it a not cult. The cult is when they're hurting everybody,
right.
you know? Mm-hmm. But there's less younger people. So there's less spirituality and less of all that. But as far as organized religion, I think it's hard to say because you know your world and I know my world.
Right.
You know, and Mike made all the Catholic kids that are around right now.
Every yeah. single one of them.
Every
if
one of them.
If you see any redheaded Catholic kids walking around, I know their dad.
I do. I know their dad. Yeah, that's a great question, though.
I feel like I forgot what I was going to say.
Oh.
While you're thinking
and God
of
it, be with you.
Can I?
No, I'm sorry. I remember really fast before I forget it again. I hadn't been to a Catholic service in a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
And Shelley's dad's funeral was a full Catholic mass. And I guess the thing that I wouldn't say bothered me about it, but I was taken aback by it being so long ago since I've been in a Catholic church, mm-hmm. that they've changed things, and that bothers me. The way that they say the Our Father now is different.
Mm-hmm.
The Hail Mary, I think, is different.
Yes. But they throw a football.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
They throw a flag, and that's an onside God kick.
Is it called the Hail Mary?
No, it's a Hail Mary. Yeah, the Hail Mary.
The football made it famous, but Catholics started it.
And that's why they play on Sundays.
Yes. But you're right, because I don't go every week either. And I was like, oh, that's new.
Yeah. I don't think that's okay. Nobody asked me about that.
You didn't get an email?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really chant along with any of them anyways,
right.
because I feel like I'm being a hypocrite if I say any of the stuff,
right.
even though I am baptized and confirmed and all that
yes.
stuff. But because I'm not in, like, I didn't take communion. I took my first Holy Communion, so I
yes.
can receive communion,
yes.
but I didn't go up and do
you
communion.
You didn't go for the free snack?
Well, I wasn't that hungry. But I didn't do it because I felt like I would be a hypocrite if I did.
I understand. And that's sad that you have to feel that way, because your belief is still, is it still the same? I mean,
No.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not. I mean, I don't believe, I believe.
You're a Christian, not a Catholic. And so you didn't want to go get the snack. I get it. It's the body of Christ.
No, it's not yes. even that. It's just that I feel like that's something for somebody people else. Who go
I get what you're saying, yeah.
But
save that snack for somebody that goes.
I feel as though that if they were going to change some of the big rituals, I should have got a memo.
Yeah.
as like they should have a registry, and it said these people were Catholic and still are because they didn't un-Catholic themselves.
Well, I was gonna say, what it is, it's like the census. You forgot to Catholic your census.
Maybe. was like, what we're going to do, we're going to, instead of saying
Lisa Brown
forever and ever, amen. Or what was the other one? Is it peace be with you? Isn't the same anymore?
And with you as well.
And also with your spirit.
Yes. That's not
and
okay.
Then, there's one in the Our Father, too. I think it's, and forgive those. It's not who trespass against us or something. That's a little different too.
Yes.
But yeah, I didn't get the memo either. And I don't even understand why it was changed, but that's why we have Mike Majors in our world. He can explain it to us and we can agree with it or not, but we're all open for discussion.
Well, he needs to start teaching classes.
Nice. Yeah.
That's all I have to say.
Well, that was a big one. Can we move on to something a little bit different?
Yes.
That and this is going completely the other direction on this, but how do you feel that the same thing with our parents' generation and our generation now and our kids, are we trying to save the earth more than they did, do you think? Are we doing a better job at working at preserving what we have for the future of our kids?
That's a great question. It's a flip-floppy thing. If I may, Lisa, for myself, I think that most people are virtue signaling and don't necessarily know, but they want to be like, look at me, I do good things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think most of our intentions are good. You know, it's like, but we're also slacktivists, right? So it's like, if you give me a recycle bin, I'll recycle. If you don't, I'm not going to drive somewhere to recycle.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You know, and we're all doing our best as far as that goes. But then you keep getting this bummer news like, well, you can recycle, but you can't recycle those plastic things that you, like your frozen dinners were in because there's a speck of food on them and we don't have the right whatever.
When you have to rinse out all your milk jugs.
Yeah.
And your cans. But they're saying rinse out your cans now.
Mm-hmm. But don't you have somebody that does that? You know, am I taking away jobs?
I'm cleaning
my trash. You know?
I'm doing my best here, man.
Right. So I'm a selectivist. I'm like, make it easy for me. I'll be a good person.
Right.
With electronic cars and this and that. It's like, okay, if we do all the research, the people that are pro, you know, the oil and gas people are like, well, the batteries take up more. They're worse for the earth because of the landfills and they don't last as long. And you know, you got to charge them all day and, you know, and then you're wasting electricity and whatever the heck, you know. It's like, which is better, you know, at least with the gas, then you can go and do your shit. And then those people have jobs. I don't know what the battery industry is like. I'm not a lobbyist, but it seems like most people are just like doing it for the, I want to feel good about myself.
Yeah.
And there's just so many ways to do that now. Are they all legitimate?
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I was just going to say. I mean, I think that we all try and we all want to do better.
Yes.
But it's like there's so many different ways to go about that.
Yes.
That it either gets boggled in your head and then you don't do anything, or then you start to second guess what you thought was right.
Right.
You know, it's like, we were just talking in the last episode about us donating stuff.
Sure.
It's like we took all of our blankets and, you know, the stuff. Did they really use them? Do they just throw them out? Do they go into a landfill?
Or did they go on somebody, they're one of the workers' beds or what?
Right, yeah.
Is that there just for you to feel better?
Exactly.
Like, exactly, yeah.
Okay. They didn't ring a bell.
They didn't. Ding, ding.
There's no confetti.
No.
Yeah. They didn't say, you guys are good people.
Right.
Oh, my gosh,
They should've.
It's funny, like you say, because we never really had recycling going on before. We moved out here. And they, they gave us a recycling trash can and a regular trash can. Fine, I'm all for it. Down, good, boom. I don't rinse my stuff out. I don't do this like you say. Didn't know what are all these rules about recycling.
We never got any rules, so we do the best we can.
But I accidentally one time wasn't paying attention. I dumped my grass clippings in my recycling bin.
And it's a compost thing.
I got written up.
They wrote you up? They took you to the principal's office? Is that an HOA thing or the waste management thing?
Left a thing on my door, everything that, no, I put grass clippings in the recycling bin.
And if we did it again, we'd be fine.
It was contaminating. I'm like, then next time, if that ever happens, you will be fined. I'm like, but isn't grass like recycling?
I think it's supposed to be in your compost bin, which is a whole other level.
No, it doesn't go with your plastics, your aluminum. I mean, that's the thing. If you really want to get down to it, you better have an aluminum box, a plastics box, a cardboard box.
You better goddamn rinse them.
That's right. Clean out your trashy.
I do have to think that we are doing better. I don't think our parents ever thought about recycling anything.
It wasn't a deal. It wasn't a science.
Yeah, so
I do remember trash compactors, though.
Oh, yeah.
That was a big deal.
Yeah, so that kind of a horror movie thing, too. That was just like, I don't want to get stuck in there.
Yeah, that's true.
The funny thing about composting now is it's just like, you can't win for losing. So you put all your stuff, your eggshells and your grass and your whatever, into a
coffee
thing
grounds.
And then they come and pick it up and grind it up for you and charge you for that too. So they charge you for the compost thing and charge for, and you're like, I'm trying to save trees,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, well, that'll cost you money, which is made out of trees,
right,
or linen or
you
whatever.
You can't win. Let's just call this episode, you can't win, god damn it.
It's humans being
so bummed out.
Let's all just take a nice hot bath with a razor blade.
But no!
Oh, okay.
I want to play with puppies.
Perfect. So do you think that our kids and the kids beneath them, because I keep saying our grandkids, but Shelly doesn't have grandkids, but I guess nieces and nephews.
Yeah, she does.
Do you think they would find us old-fashioned?
I don't know. It's different to say because I think I have a different mindset as an aunt than as parents like you guys or grandparents, because I'm not fiscally responsible for any of them, mm-hmm. or even necessarily emotionally responsible for any of them. So I think it's different to say, but I think the three of us, only speaking for the three of us, are really cool for our age.
Yeah,
I think
to
I
them,
did, yes.
To them, I think that they think that we're fun and they would hang out with us on purpose. And there's certainly no financial gain in it.
You know? God knows that.
So I don't think they're kissing our asses for the inheritance or anything.
Yeah, there's nothing coming to you, so.
Right. I think that they wouldn't think that we're old-fashioned.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I would hope that.
Yeah, and just seeing in the very recent history how much those my nieces and nephews love their grandpa, my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they like old-fashioned a little bit, too. You know, there's something to be said for it.
Right, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Do we have any other questions?
I would still hang out with my mom if she was alive.
Well, that's well, and I don't think that old-fashioned is a bad word. You know,
no.
I like a lot of things old-fashioned. I like the drink, the old-fashioned.
Exactly.
Got the big cubes.
Yes, yeah.
Perfect.
No, I think that was a good segment, and we got things covered. But like I said, I think just in general, as a whole society, if we could just, like, just let everybody be. You know,
yeah.
And it's not trying to be the John Lennon guy or whatever, let it be.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're just, it's hard enough
to
take care of yourself and get through a daily day of your own life. You know, people just, if you could be a little kinder, you know. And like I said, I was going to mention this, an act of kindness I seen yesterday. I was at the grocery store and I was in the self-checkout line, you know, and they're always so busy and people, bam, bam, bam. Well, this one guy went to this one self-checkout, and this kid goes, so here, sir, I need to swipe this. The person before you said the next one that uses this left a $10 gift card, so he swiped it so that they could get $10 off of their groceries.
Isn't that beautiful?
Simple little things like that mean a lot.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel better, and I wasn't even there.
Yeah.
That's lovely.
And like I said, I was really pissed that I wasn't the guy there. It kind of touched me. I was like, that's so cool that there's still somebody out there that thinks about, you know, let's not take everything so serious. Let's just be nice and do something.
Well, right. And also, don't get me wrong. If you want to be a book, be a book.
Right.
Just be the best book you can be.
That's right. And don't be two books, because I don't get it.
No, and don't be a book dick.
I hate
right.
book dick.
And don't read in too much to yourself.
Right.
Yeah, don't read into that.
Right. Yeah, think about others. Buy somebody some groceries. It's great.
There you go. Well, we'll be back with what you're talking about and
other things.
Other stuff.
Yes.
Why are we so divided?
witches. Welcome back to a not so lighthearted episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. But golly, did I learn a lot about my co-witches. And we're all just humans being after all, aren't
That's
we?
Right.
That's pretty great. On to something way more not serious. That was an awkwardly phrased sentence. We're going to do what you're talking about, where it's a wildly popular segment, guys, where we talk about things and you listen.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa, can you want to go first? You.
Yeah, so can we talk about Natalia Grace a little bit more?
Oh,
Dude,
my God, let's
yeah,
do
I
it.
Yeah, I was dying to hear the wrap-up on that.
So
we haven't wrapped it up yet, don't think.
I know where you, did you we watched leave you? It, and then you watched it, you talked about it. Mm-hmm. I don't think you'd finished it, and then another show came out about it.
Right.
Okay, so catch us up.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we did talk about this. Now, if you guys listening have not heard about this, it's called The Curious Case of Natalia Grace. It was about this family who adopted a little girl who has dwarfism and is disabled, a little person. They got her from...
Ukraine?
Ukraine, thank you.
That's
yes.
where she originally came from.
Yes, they got her from the Ukraine at age 6. Long story short, they decided that they didn't want her anymore for reasons that we can only speculate. So they decided to re-age her because they thought that she was actually, and this is also up for discussion, they thought that she was older than she was. They re-aged her from 8 years old to 22 and made her live on her own.
At age 9.
Yes. So...
Crazy.
We did...
They had felt bamboozled, though, right? Or we don't know.
Well, that's what they said.
Okay, keep talking. Sorry.
They felt as though that they had been bamboozled by the adoption agency. They also said that she was more developed in her physical... like, she had her period, and she had pubic hair at age 6, and blah, 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 blah. They said that she was violent. She was aggressive towards their children. Threatened to kill them. That she would stand by their bed with a knife, so on and so forth. This was all in the first
documentary.
It has now come out with a second part, which is called Natalia Speaks, because Natalia never spoke in the first documentary. It was all about her, but she never spoke. The way I understand it is now it has been confirmed that she never was as old as they said. She was as young as she was supposed to be. That her dental records, her biological parents have said when she was really born, her doctors, and I would say mostly because of the dental records, when she was 6 years old, she had her baby teeth and her adult teeth underneath them in dental records, which I think was the most telling. And she also has said a lot of stuff about the family, the abuse that they caused her. What we're learning is that she basically, what the family wanted to do was they wanted to look good. They wanted to be like, oh, look at how amazing they are. They adopted this cute little disabled girl, and we're going to make her into a prodigy, and she's going to be amazing. And basically, they cost her cost them too much money. She had so many surgeries, problems. Different. She needed a walker. She couldn't walk. She needed special boots and stuff like that. They didn't want to provide that. And so, instead of just putting her up for readoption, which I didn't know was a thing.
Because she'd already been adopted out twice.
Yeah, right. no take backs.
No, I mean, that's different adoption agencies, and I did talk to one of my clients who worked with fostering kids and stuff like that, that you can be put up for adoption more than once. You would think that once you got, it's like, well, this is, you made
that's
a
your
commitment.
Child. Yes.
You know, and stuff, but... She had already been adopted once. They put her up for readoption. This family was the second family to adopt her. Instead of putting her up. They didn't want to look bad to their friends because, like, oh, we couldn't take the little disabled girl.
We're
going to
lose our humanitarian award. Yeah. We did so good.
And so that's why they decided to come up with this big farce. And it's just, we're not, again, not done with the second thing. But I just, it's just so... And I think that if you guys have watched this doc, if you haven't, it's really interesting. It's really long, but it's interesting. But I think that Natalia has her problems too.
Yeah.
Not just the fact that she's disabled.
She should have problems. I'm sorry. You know, when you're tossed around like that, you're gonna have problems.
Well, and abused. I mean, kicked down the stairs and stuff. I do think that she probably does have a little bit of a violent streak and stuff, but it's because she was raised violently. She, you know, I think that she's very well spoken. She seems to be doing very well from the hand that she was dealt. I can't believe that anybody would leave a child to fend for themselves at 8 years old. I mean, can you imagine?
They got her an apartment, dropped her off, and left her there, and the neighbors would be like, there's a little girl taking out a trash can. There's a little, I mean, just...
No parents around.
No, she would have to figure out how to get to the adult learning center so that she could get her food stamps, so that she could, you know, her feet are so messed up, she's better off in a wheelchair. How are you supposed to get anywhere?
Right.
You're 8, how are you supposed to drive? Nobody, even if she was 22, nobody taught her how to drive.
Right.
No, she doesn't have a driver's license, so it's just, I mean, how does somebody do that? How do you live with yourself?
Well, you have to tell us what happens, because I'm assuming these parents are going to have charges pressed against them.
They did. Apparently, the charges were dropped. I think that, I can't remember exactly on what, I think that the court said that they felt like they really...
Didn't know what age she was.
I see.
Although the thing that's kind of sucky is that apparently being a part of an adopted family, when you adopt a disabled person, you are responsible for them till 23 anyways.
Oh.
So even if she was 22, that, I don't know. So
they're trying to undo themselves from
her. They're at fault one way or the other.
Right.
Yeah. But so I guess as of today, how old is this chick?
I think now she is 20.
22?
I think she's just 20.
Okay.
Yeah. And she has been living with another family that I don't think that they're her custodial parents, and she does call them mom and dad.
Uh-huh.
She's been with them for 10 years.
Oh, great.
I looked up on the internet, and apparently she's not living with them anymore, but nobody has talked about why. That family has said it's not for any reason of malice or that we don't get along and
stuff.
Well,
we still have 13 episodes, I think, to go through.
We do have a lot more episodes. We don't really know.
It was funny because this second one, we thought it was only three
episodes.
So we're going, and then all of a sudden, last night we sat down and we're like, okay, this has to be it. I go, this has to be the last one, and it comes up and boom, 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 another one. I'm like, are you kidding?
We're through six
milking
now.
Six.
Oh my gosh, that's
and
my
she did
new...
confront her adopted
dad.
Father.
Yeah.
He is a wack doodly quacka wacka wacka. I mean, like, oh good god.
I love that media is being more two-sided lately. Remember when I came on and we were talking about the Amber Heard and Johnny Depp thing? It's just like, yeah, no, you've got two assholes here. This isn't a one-sided affair. Not everybody's perfect.
Yeah,
well, that's really interesting.
It is so interesting. And I just thought that we should revisit that, and yeah, you can. She apparently, Natalia, has taken a break from social media right now because of this whole thing coming up. And what I wish her the best and hope that her life is fulfilled.
Something good happens for her.
Yes.
You know?
Yikes.
She seems like a really, really smart, beautiful girl.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Wow. Interesting, Lisa.
Yeah.
You want to go next, Daryl?
Mine is so simple. Yes, I do want to go next.
Perfect.
Hey, guys. You know what today is?
What?
Which you went to?
It's January 17th.
Uh-huh.
It's also National Classy Day.
Oh, shit. I forgot to be classy.
I know. That's why I brought it up. I was like, my
I've
good
been
witch.
Burping.
She's
You should stay classy.
You should stay classy.
I do like that ending.
No.
How do you be classy for a day? You just are supposed to be like like put your pinkies strut up
and be like, "Hey, how you doing?"
Should we have dressed up?
I guess. Maybe.
Oh,
stay classy.
Oh man.
Well, now we know.
I mean, so don't forget that November 17th next year.
Stay classy. How about January?
January.
You said November.
I did say November. It's okay. I like drinks with alcohol in them.
Oh my gosh. Boozy. So we have 364 days to prepare.
Yeah. Well, next year we'll shoot this. We'll be classy.
Oh my gosh. Finally. That's been my goal.
I thought we needed a little break in all the unclassiness.
No, okay.
No. Oh, dude. Good job. I take that so personally. Okay. Hey, my witchy talking about is a love language, a gift to Daryl.
Aww.
Because he loves this place, I think. Is Ellis Island the place where the Statue of Liberty lives?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
It is.
All right. So I got an article from the history article people. They sent me some emails. And there's 5 little known facts about Ellis Island. And I'm only going to tell you one of them. The island has had at least 7 different names. So before Europeans colonized North America, Ellis Island was known as Kiosk or Gull Island by Mohegan. Kiosk or Gull Island by Mohegan indigenous peoples. In 1630, the island was purchased by the Dutch, who went on to call it Little Oyster Island for its abundance of oysters. Later in the 1700s, the island became the site of a number of hangings. Ooh. And got the nickname Gibbet Island, gibbet meaning gallows. Over the years, the site was also known as Bucking Island, I don't know why, Dyer Island, I don't know why, and Anderson's Island, still don't know why, until in 1774, the land was purchased by Samuel Ellis, who ran a tavern on the little spit of mud. Ellis died in 1794, and ownership of his namesake island remained with the Ellis family until 1806, when it was sold to a man named John A. Barry, who then sold it to the U.S. government in 1808. So it had a lot of names, but now it's Ellis. And I'm going to send you guys this article because it's actually really interesting. Name what year that there was the most immigrants. Da-da-da-da-do. You're not going to know right now. You'll know if you're a Patreon. I'm just teasing you with information about Ellis Island that you didn't even know that you wanted. But I will tell you one thing. I guess I'll ask you.
Yeah.
Is Ellis Island considered technically in New York or New Jersey?
Ooh, because it's right in the middle there. I'm going to say Jersey.
I'm going to say New York City.
It's both.
I win.
How does that work?
You said New York City.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh. Yeah. Jersey York. New York City.
Jersey Yorkie.
Yes, you're the rightest.
I'm the winner,
I guess.
Yeah.
And you're the winner of nothing.
Yeah. I'm going to say our Patreon level is going to go up 100% for people wanting to learn more about Ellis Island.
Are you saying I over-exaggerated the value of my story about Ellis Island?
I'm not saying anything. I identify as a book.
They'll be lining
up.
I'm
going to close this chapter.
And that's what I'm talking about.
We'll be back with some wells of wisdom. Which is wells of wisdom?
The wow.
Now, ladies, it's time for the Cosmic Seeker of Love. He's more than just a mule, and he ain't no sloppy Joe. Oh, yeah, he's the man witch. Oh, yeah.
Alrighty, guys, here we're back with our new segment that I'm hoping you guys are enjoying this. It's a fun one. I like the fact that Shell gave us each a little segment idea. Kind of our specialties?
Our expertise.
Our expertise, yes. I'm going to go first this time. And, hey, what are you guys doing on Valentine's Day?
Going to Spirit Hounds, I hope.
Yeah.
Going to Spirit Hounds. But if you're not going to Spirit Hounds, go check out the new Bob Marley movie that's coming out, and it's coming out on February 14th.
Bob Marley, man.
Love the fact that they finally got together and did a movie about probably one of the most influential reggae people to ever walk the earth. I love his music. Just an incredible person, and died of melanoma, but he died of something that he could have taken care of.
Mm.
You know, and it's kind of a sad situation, but just, you know, I never was, when I was younger, the first time I heard Bob Marley, I'm like, what is that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's kind of funny because people like reggae music's different. I heard that and I'm like, I got to hear more of this. This is freaking off the hook. So, yeah, if you're not doing anything on that good old February 14th.
I'm getting a mammogram on Valentine's Day. Can I do both?
You know what?
Yes.
Yo, man, let me touch your boobers, man.
Perfect.
Don't That's worry. Awesome. About the squishy. It'll be all right.
That's easy for you to say.
Yeah, sir. I want to see you get your boobs squished.
Well, they're big enough now. I probably could. But anyway, so like I said, I'm so excited for this new Bob Marley movie coming out. And yeah, that's my wow.
Oh, you're really embracing this. I love your musical stories, and I sure appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right, go Bob.
Okay.
You want to go, Lise?
Sure.
Sure.
My expertise is animals, preferably dogs. And my thing is, why do dogs wag their tails so much?
Oh.
Researchers have put together two possible reasons why dogs wag their tails.
Okay.
Four experts came together to write a paper on the enigma that is tail wagging, because while owners often gauge their pet's mood by how fast their tails are going, very little is known about why. So, both suggestions relate to how dogs have been domesticated and bred by humans for tens of thousands of years, slowly developing more tail wagging tendencies than other types of canines. Humans appreciate rhythms. One of the theories, of which they call domesticated rhythm wagging, details how humans intentionally select dogs for breeds who wag their tails more frequently than others, simply because we like rhythmatic sequences. Mm. So they do that because of that. And the other one is, hold on, going.
That's fascinating, though.
Yeah, thank you. It affects the domestication. Alternatively, the experts suggest that tail waggings in dogs increases over the domestication process simply as a byproduct of selection for other human traits such as docility and tameness. In other words, when humans start domesticating canines and breeding them to keep as pets, tail wagging essentially occurs as a side effect. So basically, they are wagging their tails more to make their owners happier.
Mm-hmm. I totally believe that.
Yeah.
I've heard they do that with smiling, too. They get a reaction. And of course, they get a reaction when they wag.
Right.
They're so much smarter than we give them credit for.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we're going to breed our favorite ones that'll have that tendency. But rhythm, I didn't think about that.
I would say so it also says that, for example, if they want to get your attention for food, they may wag their tail to get your attention and stuff like that. But I'm thinking that people who get their dog's tails cropped are just dicks.
Well, and they're losing out on the fun.
Yes. Although I don't mind a waggy nub.
We had a minpin and we got her with her tail docked.
Uh-huh.
And I know that it's a breed standard and stuff, so a lot of them do it at the time, you know, of their birth, and it supposedly doesn't hurt them, you know, blah 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 and stuff, but yeah, I think that we're at the, you know, this generation,
let's
like we've
evolve.
Talked let's evolve and start letting the dogs just
be
have
themselves.
Their tails.
I love that.
Yeah,
I absolutely love that.
That's gonna be my platform.
Yes. Platform. Would you equate tail cropping, or whatever you call it, to like circumcision? It's just like we decided this is what we're doing, and then we've always done it this way.
Mm. I think that I've heard, and whether or not that this is true, I don't know, but that a lot of the dogs, like let's say pinchers and stuff like that, their tails were so whippy they were actually hurting people.
Oh, I see.
And stuff like, because like they would like cut because they're just like very very sharp and stuff like that. I don't know if that's true or whatever, but yeah, I don't know. I just think that if, you know, we're at the point now, like, they don't need their ears cropped.
Right.
I mean, because
it seems like abuse to me.
Yes, agreed.
Yeah. But also, I think when people get their, I'm not going to let the circumcision thing go. when people do that to their sons, they're like, well, we don't want people to make fun of you in the dressing room, or this is what our culture or religion demands or whatever. I wonder if, like, little dogs go into a doggy gym or a dressing room and they're just like, oh, look at you with your big fat no crop tail. And then they're, like, not accepted by other dogs.
Oh. I think that circumcision is more of a hygiene kind of thing.
Oh, is it?
I think that's what they thought. You know, they said it was, yeah.
Because I've never seen one. Right. But an uncircumcised penis.
That is a flat out lie, because we saw one on TV that long ago.
You're right.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
remember?
I forgot what it was.
Well, yeah. You were so traumatized that I blocked it out. But
there's nothing wrong. All penises are nice. But I just didn't know.
Human.
Now it makes it seem like me and Shelly watch porn together. That was not the case.
No, it was like a British game show or something.
Yeah, it was. And then she only...
It was called Show Us Your Cocks. Why did...
Shelly made us turn it off after about two, and she's like, I'm dying, I'm dying,
she goes,
I'm dying.
That's
please
the grossest
turn it
thing
off.
I've ever seen. I don't like it.
Not. They're all lovely.
No, she's like, I would be embarrassed if I was home alone and I would turn this off. I cannot watch this with you guys.
It was just nudity in general. I'm just a prude. Stop. That's all. Yeah.
Anyways, uncircumcised penis, I think, has a lot of, like, skin and folds and places that...
Looks like a Sharpay.
Yeah, that, like, places that things can get stinky and cheesy.
Sure.
Oh, great. Thank you.
So, yeah. And then if you get cheese in the wiener, it might get into the vaginae.
Sure.
And gross.
You don't want to stick that in the fridge. No.
No.
So, thank you for that dog story. That was great. I am so sorry.
Wow, how far we digressed on that one.
Do you think our parents would have thought of... Just kidding. Yep.
And that well of wisdom was brought to you by Men Pins. So there we go. So my well of wisdom, it is true crime rule number 5 for the season. And dudes, criminals, ladies and gentlemen, act crazier earlier. If you want to use an insanity defense, and I'm looking at you, Jody Arias, be crazier earlier. Don't have this plan. I'm going to go drive all this way, and I'm going to get gas, and I'm going to use cash. I'm going to do this, and then all of a sudden I get caught, and I'm a cuckoo pants, and then I'm just sitting there in the interrogation room doing handstands and singing nursery rhymes. I'm on to you, bitch. I know what you're up to, and I don't like it. And then I found out in my avid research, there is a dude, Vincent Gigante, and I'm not making that up.
No.
They call him the Odd Father.
Was he circumcised?
Probably.
Yeah. Okay.
But he was a mob boss who pretended to be crazy. So for nearly 30 years, Genovese crime boss Vincent Gigante pretended to be mentally ill to avoid prison, and it almost worked. He's wandering around muttering nonsense like a cuckoo pants.
In a robe or something.
Yes, you guys remember.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, I'm just saying, for that guy, it worked out all right. Jody, you're kind of dumb. And everybody else, just be crazier earlier.
That's my advice. We all watched MASH.
Yes.
Look at Klinger. He never got to go home.
No.
Because of the robe. You're right.
Yeah. Well, and he was dressed as a woman.
That's all the time.
Yeah. And they're like, you silly.
Yeah. You didn't do this at home.
Come on, guy.
Yeah. Come on, books. If you're going to kill somebody, think about it in advance.
That's right. Be crazier earlier. Yes, that's all I'm asking.
That's a very good rule.
Wow.
Yep, true crime rule number 5.
That's all I got to say about that.
Wow.
Nice.
Oh, you guys, thank you again for listening to another episode. I'm sorry we went off the rails with wieners again. It just happens to happen.
I think GWBW might stand for something else here pretty soon.
Good wiener, bad wiener?
That's what I was thinking.
That'll be our next sequel podcast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Join Patreon so you can learn about Ellis Island, if for no other reason.
If for no other reason, it's where your ancestors
came. Want to learn more about circumcision.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Perfect.
We'll teach you. We'll learn you. We'll do whatever.
Yeah.
We want your feedback.
Mm-hmm.
We hope you have a nice day.
Yeah.
And we also think you're pretty.
Yeah.
And we accept you no matter how you are, singularly.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to describe to us why you are a plural, we are all ears.
Yes. We're open.
Open, and we love you, and be good to each other, and stay witchy, my friends.
Stay classy.
Leave the
bitchy.
Not today.
Oh, okay.
Bye.
You fooled us.
Oh, no, must be the season.